So I guess this Tree of Light is... I think I've put enough work into it at this point, I think. It's simple. It might make a nice book mat or something like that, placekeeper. What I love is about the fringe that I decided on, you know, it's an old gift from long ago, and just adding the fringe using that gift just added some kindness to it. And that's nice that it's rooted in that in some way. You know, a lot of times way back when I used to talk about spirit cloth and people asked me what I meant by that, it has so much to do with story and everything, but, you know, the spirit part of it is part of the story that is contained in the materials as well as what I do with them. So this is a perfect example of that, I think. You know, and I kept going. I keep thinking about the symbols and the language system that I have and the language patches that I end up creating and how simple that really is, just like originally when I was dyeing the shapes, so much like color forms. So much can be made out of such simple things. But I think I might put a little bit more effort into the spirit cloth language thing and perhaps, you know, go through those symbols one by one and explain how they developed and play with them a little bit, share the process of how they're done and be more detailed there, because I think that will also help me deepen the language itself. So I made a few of these. It's so easy, you know, once you get started to just keep going. You just do it and then you look at it and you think, well, what if I did it on something else? Or what if I changed the colors? What if I made it bigger, smaller? And so I'm going to stick with this just for a little while so that I can kind of develop a momentum for the idea of following up on this idea of sharing more about the language system.